So I'd like to offer this morning, this Palm Sunday, as we enter into the holiest of all weeks in the liturgy of church, in this life cycle of the church every year, I'd like to offer just two words to maybe carry away in our heart this day, two words to live in this very moment, two simple words as words of motivation that will help us truly be part and accompany Jesus in this holy week. These two words in Hebrew, the word is zikaron. In Latin, the word is memoria. In Greek, the word is pascha, like paschal mystery. The two words I like to offer which tie to those three words and those three languages are these: living memory. Living memory. The living word of God that speaks to us every time we come to Mass. The living word of God that we can break open in our homes, in our offices, wherever we are, on a mountaintop or on a shoreline. The living word of God is eternal and real and alive. Our God is the God of the present. Our God is the great God of Abraham, the God of Moses. Our God is the great I am. He's the God of the present. And that is why, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are in this very moment part of, with the whole church, part of, and the whole church is not just us here journeying on earth. It's also the church triumphant in heaven, and it's the church suffering in purgatory. That's the church. And it's the whole church in this living memory, some outside of time, those of us here in time. In time. It's not just a pageantry or something beautiful we do every year where y'all are the crowd and I lend my voice to Jesus. Matter of fact, I lend my whole body to Jesus, all that I am, every Mass. Imperfect as I am, the sinner that I am, the broken, wounded human being that I am with my past and everything. But because of holy orders, when the priest processes in or the bishop processes in, Jesus uses me fully. And so the cry or the words of Jesus on the altar, sure, the voice may change, but it's Jesus speaking in the today of our life. Living memory. You know, every Mass is a living memory of the paschal mystery. In Greek, pascha, memory. We live it. And in that memory, in a moment, we will have the words right after the preface. And I know I'm using big words and everything, but there's the prayer as we enter into the liturgy of the Eucharist. Then there's the preface, and then y'all will sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts." And you'll say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Sound familiar? That's what we did at the beginning. That's what we did at the beginning. Blessing of the Palms. Every Mass is a Palm Sunday. Every Mass is a Holy Thursday in the institution of the Eucharist and the priesthood and Jesus at that Last Supper pouring out his heart to all humanity. Every Mass is Jesus being scourged and crowned and spat on and carrying his cross on that way for you, me, and all humanity. Every Mass is Jesus on the cross, and it's once and for all, not another sacrifice, but the unbloody sacrifice, offering of Jesus once and for all. So whether our Mass is here at St. Gabriel Catholic Church, in the grandiose basilicas and cathedrals all over the world, or in a small little thatched hut in the middle of the jungle, the cross of Jesus Christ is planted at that Mass. And all who are there at the foot of the cross. And we're there when he's placed in the tomb. And there, we're there with Mary Magdalene, and we're there with those on the road to Emmaus, and we're there with them when he raises from the dead. It's a living memory that we participate in. And I'm gonna make a leap here of what Jesus desires of you and me today. The palms are nice. The palms are wonderful. They represent something. What he desires from you and me is like the woman who came into that room and busted over that expensive alabaster jar. Why did Jesus get excited about that? And why are you picking on her? The poor you'll always have with you, but you will not always have me. She did something great. She ripped open her heart and poured out all her love for Jesus, who forgave her. She was living that moment. Simon of Cyrene, carrying the cross. They mention the father of Alexander and Rufus. Why would they even mention that in Mark's gospel if Alexander and Rufus weren't some of the top Christians to follow and to carry the message forward that we have received in our time? Their dad, Simon of Cyrene, must have been great. It's a living memory, this Mass, and above all, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this Holy Week. I know March Madness is going on, and I know some may be thinking I'm my team or this team, but you know, think about it. I talked to a couple young men that were all excited. They were going to watch Tennessee and Chapel Hill play last night. They were going to the game, the Spectrum Center or whatever it's called. I don't know if it's Spectrum Center or whatever, but they were going to the game. And imagine, that's like stepping in a way, and I'm just doing an analogy here, like Palm Sunday, just going to the game. And imagine, where here we are, let's go in. And then you get there, and all you do is you just spin off and leave. And then you just go, don't even go in and watch the game. But imagine this, if you go in the game and you walk in, I know some of the kids dreaming about their lives, maybe they want to play basketball on that stage someday, and you actually go in and you walk in, next thing you know, you find yourself in there, and then you're walking with the players, and you're in with the coaches, next thing you know, you got a uniform on, and you're for your favorite team, and you're going on, and then you're there for the jump ball in the game. In the game. We got a uniform on that's greater than any of those teams, and that uniform is a uniform we can't take off. That uniform is our baptismal garment. It is no coincidence that the boy ran off as if his garment was pulled off and he went off naked. Where? Into the night. How oftentimes we can want to run off and run away from the truth that's standing here, and truth is about ready to go on trial, and out of fear we run away from that. Jesus is saying to you and me today, get on the court. Get in the game. This is the real March Madness. I want to show you how madly I am in love with you and all humanity. We want to know Jesus. There's no better way to know Jesus than this week. To live it as a living memory, not as a spectator in the stands, but actually hearing his heart beat and knowing fully well that you, me, and all humanity were in his heart at that time. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. He knew us. He knows us. And he knows our brokenness, our wounds, our inability to forgive ourselves. How could I have lived like that? Maybe it's been 20, 30 years and you find yourself here. Welcome, you belong. The church is not a museum of saints. It's a hospital of sinners here on this earth. We need a divine doctor. We need this Savior who Isaiah said, by his wounds we've been healed. We need Jesus. Our times need Jesus. But the question for you and for me, because I'm going to tell you one of my dangers this week, and I'm 15 years as a priest, is to fall into activism. All the pageantry, all the show, all the decoration, all the vestments, to be so caught up in that, that I lose sight of who I'm walking with. All of this stuff, everything we have is to point to the living memory that we're participating in. Okay, so I'm coming in for the landing because the Roman Missal says this should only be a 45-minute homily, okay? Actually, it says keep it short, and we got 2 hours. Sometimes I wish we were in Africa where everybody walked to church and it was a 3-hour mass, but anyway. Wherever you find yourself this Holy Week, here's my invitation. Here's my invitation. I have fond memories. My parents are watching online right now. I have fond memories of being so excited as a child that Monday of Holy Week, we were jumping into our van and we had that masking tape down the seat. So my 4 brothers and sisters, we didn't fight. We turfed out our area as we had our drive from Ohio to Florida, right? We had family time. We were gonna go to McDonald's, which we only went like 1 or 2 times in the year. Big Mac, please. Large fry, please, which was mammoth when I was in second grade. But I have those memories of that journey. You may find yourself on a road this week, going to see family. Good for you. You may find yourself journeying even on Holy Thursday. Here's an invitation. Open up the living word of God before you get in the car. Read a little bit of John chapter 13 to 17. Talk about it on your car ride. Bring Jesus into the chapel of your vehicle. Live Holy Thursday with him by bringing his living word into that moment as a living memory. That's Holy Thursday. Good Friday. If you find yourself on a beach or by a shoreline, maybe find some wood reasonable size for the little ones to carry and do a Stations of the Cross as a family on the beach. Imagine everybody saying, what are y'all doing? Stations of the Cross, it's Good Friday. You wanna walk with us? Next thing you know, you got the whole beach down there at Hilton Head going with you. What's going on? Stations of the Cross, come on everybody. We're walking with Jesus. I bet you that would happen. There's a lot of believers out there. Maybe do your own Stations of the Cross Good Friday. How about Holy Saturday? It's good to wanna race right to Easter. But boy, Saturday morning, when the whole world was quiet, when the world was silenced and the tomb was shut, and our Mother Mary, our mother of sorrows, was suffering, but also encouraging those apostles. Hold a sec, Peter, James, and John, you just told me that what? When you're up on that high mountain and he was transfigured before you, he told you not to tell anybody until he went to the cross, and now he's buried? You're telling me that he said he'd rise from the dead? Tell me about that. Imagine them talking about Peter sobbing, Peter's crying. Mother, I denied him 3 times. I don't know, he's gonna chew me out if he comes back. Imagine the conversation on Holy Saturday and live that silence with Mary. Maybe praying with a decade of the rosary. Decade of the rosary or something in family. That's if you find yourself away where you can't participate in the liturgy of wherever you are. If you can participate wherever you are, come. Those of you who are here in Charlotte, visitors too, come. Holy Thursday, we have the 7 p.m. Mass. It's beautiful. Then we have a procession out of here with Jesus down to a garden that we prepare in the cafeteria, school cafeteria. There's a garden, and we spend about 8:30 till midnight accompanying Jesus, giving him an hour, living memory with him. Imagine the consolation, because we were in his heart at that moment. Good Friday, altar strip, tabernacle open. We have our Stations of the Cross here. And we also have Good Friday service at 3 when Jesus dies on the cross. Or maybe for you, it's an outdoor stations in our outdoor stations. Holy Saturday, make it a family day with Mary. Make it a family day. Break open the Word and talk to Mary. Pray the rosary and ask Mary to be the mother and interceder for your family. And Easter Sunday, let's rejoice like never before. Let's rejoice because that too, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is a living memory. Let's make this week truly what it's meant to be, a living memory. Amen.